Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Choo Choo. I love that name. Choo Choo in the DMV. Choo Choo writes, I've been back and forth to my son's school since school started because my son is being disruptive. I called the corporate office and told them their staff is incompetent and I shouldn't be disturbed at work. I have reprimanded him, put him in timeout, and taken all of his electronics from him. The director of the school insinuated that my wife and I can't control our son. Our son is only 6 years old and he starts grade school soon. What am I supposed to do with this kid? Is spanking the next best thing?
First thing.
I really don't.
I don't know what to tell you, but don't listen to me. Don't let this school, what's the title of the person at the school?
Principal?
Whatever
staff?
You want to call it. Whoever
the director
school
of
is.
The school.
Yeah, the director of the school. Don't let him get you sent to prison. Okay.
Wait,
is spanking the next thing. Don't worry about that. Raise your children. You're going to have to be a little bit. There's something missing here. Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Because children want approval. And children do want to make you proud. Mostly all children want that. So there's something else going on. When you take the electronics and all this here. Now, if you taking the electronics ain't working and time out ain't working and shut your mouth ain't working, then me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your undivided attention.
How's that?
Since you don't listen, let me see how you feel.
Okay.
You know. We all got spankings.
Well, maybe the schoolwork is too easy for him, and he's bored, and he's acting out in class because he needs to be challenged a little bit.
That's
more.
Still an ass whooping.
Yeah, that's good.
No matter how
that's,
you're not
that's
away
real
from
good,
it.
Don't call him. But I've never had that happen to me, so I wouldn't know how to apply it. School was easy for me thing. I don't know what that is, so I.
But the dad is saying that it's the school's responsibility.
No, it's your, not.
What?
It's your responsibility.
But that's what the dad is saying.
But see, that's what's wrong. These kids send these half-assed behaved kids up to the school, and then they want the teachers to turn around and turn out this A student. Well, you didn't send them an A student. See, you can't expect the children. The school's job is not to raise your children.
Right.
No.
They're supposed to be there just to help them get an education. But if this little ass... This little booty boy don't want to do. You need to whoop his ass. Let's go.
He's
I'm sorry.
He's only 6 years old. Though.
Ass whoop. I've been starting my ass from way 4'6".
So didn't your mama get all your shirt in her hand at six? Just as much as she could.
Shirt skin.
Fabric.
Dog, I've had
all
my throat in my mama's hand before.
And my mama went straight to ass whooping. There was nothing to take away from me. I didn't have anything. So she went straight to ass whooping.
He said, well, nothing to take away.
You didn't have any
electronics.
I'm going
to take what? Take. There's nothing to take.
All right, we're moving on.
I tried.
Missy in Canton, Ohio says, I'm an activities director at a nursing home, and I have one dirty old black man that keeps harassing me. He's 81, and every day he asks me to show him just one of my breasts so he could die happy. He loves to say that he could die at any time, and it will be on my conscience if I don't show it to him. Yesterday, he pulled down his shorts and gave me the shock of my life. He is humongous and very proud of it. I reported him several times before, but my supervisor responds like it's my fault. What do I do?
He 81. He don't care what you're going to do to it.
Uncle Gus.
What you going to do to him? So you can't do nothing. So, I have some suggestions.
Come on.
She's asking, what do I do?
Well, if you pull his pants down and you throw ice cold water on it, I can promise you it ain't going to stay here much. It hasn't.
No, don't do him like that. He 81.
His old ass, nasty ass old man. Yeah. You got to sit up and take this mess. Throw some ice cold water on him.
Don't
tell
do
you.
Him like
then,
that.
Then the turtles show up then, see.
Boy.
Well, he on his way out. He said he could die in a minute, Unks.
Bye. This woman ain't got to sit up in here and deal with this.
Yeah, and she's reported him, and they don't.
Bye. My old ass could die. That's for damn show.
All right.
You ain't got to please him because he finna leave here. Just show me one.
He just want one. Just
not asking for both of them. He's asking for one.
He's not getting a damn thing.
No. He'll just die unhappy.
Two of them, but he just wants one.
Why don't you take you and Otaconda and go buy you something somewhere?
All right,
spend the last of your check and help your damn self. This woman ain't got to do nothing for you.
No.
He could die any day now.
All right, Pam and Charlotte, we're moving on. Pam and Charlotte says, I'm married to a man that is 17 years older, and he used to date my mother. My mother and I have never seen eye to eye on a lot of things.
Wait a minute. She said she's dating a man?
Yeah. She's married to him. I'm married to a man that is 17 years older, and he used to date my mother. My mother and I have never seen eye to eye on a lot of things because she is very disrespectful to my grandmother when I was younger. My grandmother raised me, so she's more of a mom to me. Whenever my husband and I have a disagreement, he likes to tell me that I'm just like my crazy mama. I don't like him talking about her or comparing her to me. How do I stop him from bringing my mom's name up all the time?
Wait a minute. You married a man, that was dating your mother, and you don't want him bringing up your mama. What kind of dysfunctional mess is this? Yeah. So you knew this was a man that your mother dated. We can't help you here. We don't know how y'all got married, why y'all got married, but let the dysfunction continue.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.